show that those attending are Senator Ray, Senator Kelly, and Senator Fakes. Because Senator Fisher is here and has some changes to Senate Bill 255, I'd like to call Senator Fisher to the podium and have him tell us about Senate Bill 255 and do that one first, if we may.
Madam Chair, Rick Fisher, Senator from Franklin. I don't know if you have copies of the proposed.
We have, yes. Yes.
This is a result of some conflicts that developed over municipalities in general, specifically Anchorage paying costs of public defender in the cases of prosecutions under municipal ordinances. The charges thrown back and forth as to the adequacy of the municipal prosecutions, about the adequacy of the public defender's office, of the courts, and so on and so forth. And above all, the question as to whether municipality shouldn't be responsible for the paying for the cost of the cases of prosecutors rather than state having to pay the bill. Getting together with the parties in interest, we have been able to affect in compromise the language in the proposed CS. Essentially moves all the issues that were talked about by specifying that the municipality is responsible for paying services of the attorney appointed by the court to defend the indigent person. Prosecuted by the municipality, and the municipality may provide for defense attorney services by contracting with private attorneys or by establishing a municipal public defender agency. And this has been agreed to by a municipal prosecutor in Anchorage. It's been agreed to by Dana Fave, the public defender, and we've also reviewed it Art Snowden, who represents the courts, he could speak for himself to essentially ease the agreement with the approach, and I'll be glad to answer questions if I can. Our favorite attorney sitting behind me, one in front of me, and one behind me.
Has Alan Bailey signed up on the CC?
Yes, he's the one who met in my office.
Yes, Senator Ray.
On line 8, why do we say may, which is permissive instead of shall, which is mandatory?
On line 8.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. It wouldn't be line 8. It is line 8 on mine. It's line 18.
Municipality may provide.
Yeah, why don't we say shall? He's given them three choices there instead of may. Why don't you make it mandatory instead of permissive? Otherwise, you don't have a bill again.
That's fine. If the shall is in the preceding paragraph, but if it's here, it would also mean that they shall do one or the other.
I make that motion.
Any objections to the motion of changing on line 18, section B, the word may to shall, so there are two choices for the municipality? Hearing no. Yes, Senator Bennett? All right, hearing no objections, that will be adopted. Any other questions for Senator Fisher? Mr. Snowden? It's not raining in here, Mr. Snowden. Just maybe we should do it, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
For the record, I'm Art Snowden, Administrative Director of the Alaska Court System. I would, and I know it's rare for the Rules Committee to take any testimony on the substance of the bill, but I may have the indulgence of the committee just for about 4 minutes. I would like to quickly let the committee know what the history of the legislation was. It was a court case in 1975 when the Supreme Court determined that cities can't have their own courts, that the Constitution mandates one unified court system, and that all cases must be processed through that system. The same opinion said the city shall pay for all those services, including judge time, electricity, jurors, and so on and so forth, use the city cases. We moved about 1978 to change the legislation to say the city shouldn't have to pay for this. We're the only show in town that they have a right to come into court like any other corporate or individual citizen. citizen in this state, and we didn't think that they should have to pay for this. The bill moved through the House and into the Senate, and at that point, Senator Rader was president of the Senate. He had a great concern that the cities would use this bill to get out from under public defender services. And he so communicated this to me, and that year he was ill, and he went home early from the session. And Senator Champs was the rules chairman, and she wanted to get the bill on the floor. It was the closing days of the legislature, and she said we would make any necessary amendments next year. Well, as you all know, Senator Rader didn't come back because of his health, and Senator Champs was defeated at the polls. There was never an amendment in the bill, and what was feared did come to pass. The intention that was not something that was not intended in the bill did happen. That public defender services under the bill were not provided for by the city anymore. And we testified to this effect and to the effect that we're having tremendous problems in the district courts of the state, especially in Anchorage, where we perceive a lack of screening makes many trials fold on the day of trial after they've been called, which means that there's expenses for judge time, the calendar gets thrown off, juries are called, and there is an expense to the court system and intolerable delays created by this. And we so testified to this in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then I was made aware of testimony made before this committee by the city, which we believe was inaccurate. And I would like to address that. I have letters from the administrative judge of the district court, from the presiding judge of the superior court, and from the chief justice of the state of Alaska to me. I would provide copies to any member of the committee who would think that they might need copies of these letters. In pertinent part, these letters state, Elaine Andrews says, I can state unequivocally that municipal prosecution's policies and procedures have caused and continue to cause unavoidable disruption and delay. The municipal prosecutor's office inadequately screens its cases. Their trial readiness announcements lack credibility with the opposition. About 30 to 35% of the cases fold after they've been called for trial. 75% of these cases are municipal cases. And that a review of the files point out that the majority of these cases fold because of prosecutorial reasons. And they go on, Judge Andrews goes on to make the statement that, in her opinion, as a routine matter, prosecutors do not review videos of their DWI cases nor interview witnesses prior to trial call. And finally, she goes on to recognize the tremendous cooperation and integrity of both the public defender and the state's district attorneys. Judge Rowland basically echoes this. There's no sense of reading his letter, but his eye also says that municipal cases are inadequately screened and we have unwarranted trials. He did give me one story. As you remember, there were 300 arrests made in Anchorage a short time ago on the Northern Lights area. And the city said they were only going to arrest for very serious charges. They ended up making arrests for broken taillights, littering, so on and so forth. We had brought a judge into court on Saturday to handle all the arraignments, and the public defender was ready. And the city put a notice on the door of the day that we were supposed to do these arraignments, forgiving all this, after everyone had gone through this tremendous amount of trouble. It really does disrupt the courts when this happens, and that's why we have an interest in this bill. Judge Rowland also goes on to say that the performance of the public defender under Mrs. Bates' direction has been impressive, despite an intolerable caseload, and a good faith part of this problem relates to the city prosecutors. The Chief Justice...
Okay, Mr. Snowden, is the Chief Justice's comment similar to the other two judges' comments?
It is similar, other than to say that he did want this brought to the attention of this committee, and he wanted the committee to know that if you really have a problem with this, and have a problem with this bill or the testimony provided, that he would be more than happy to appear in Juneau and let him know that he'll go down on the first available plane.
Mr. Snowden, I can assure you that if this matter gets any more legalese or any more judges involved, I'm going to recommend that the Judiciary Committee have this bill back and listen to all this exciting testimony from all these judges. Senator Ray?
There's been a lot of sign-offs on this, but I wonder if anybody thought to ask Senator Curtula whether he signed off or not. Says the bill originally. I wonder if anybody did that.
I have discussed this with Senator Petula, and he's. I told him what the amendments were, and he had no problems with the amendments when he discussed it with me.
Senator Kelly?
I rarely see him, so is the effect of this bill to transfer much Secretary responsible for the state of the state?
Yes, it is, sir.
And what we're talking about?
Well, I really don't know what the cost is, but right now, there's about 40 public defenders right now assigned to do nothing but city cases, which certainly with the lack of resources they have slows it down. So let's posit the city would have to hire 4 public defenders. Let's suggest that each of those salaries would be about $40,000. Let's suggest there's a secretary and there's some fringe benefits, I would imagine. If that scenario is correct, it would cost the city about $200,000 to $240,000.
Move it.
Any objections to the
state of Shelby?
Okay, it's been moved that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 255 rules amended be calendared. Any objections?
Well, we don't have to amend it, ma'am. This is just a rules committee substitute.
Yep.
So we don't have to make an amendment. It's
just change the. Okay.
Just change the case.
How would we disclose an increase bill?
0.1 mil.
Are you objecting to calendaring the bill?
There was one comment that this.
Excuse me. Mr. Snow, let's continue. If we could please move the bill, and I just assumed we got a lot of work to do.
No problem. Okay? Thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Senate.
That means goodbye. All right.
Senate Bill 93 is the next bill on the agenda. As Mr. Snowden said, or Senator Fisher, one of them said, the Rules Committee generally doesn't pass all this testimony. Senate Bill 93 is establishing the endowment for the physical sciences at the University of Alaska. Senator Bennett, do you want to speak to the bill? Would you like to calendar this bill? Any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 93?
I don't have any. I'm just the same question I asked, Don. Is there a problem here as far as trust? I mean, as far as dedication?
Constitutionally, a dedicated fund.
A constitutional problem here. No. Believe there.
As I said at the last meeting, it appears to me there is no constitutional problem if it's intended that there be an appropriation to the fund that you're not attempting to dedicate some revenue, and I assume you intend an appropriation to go with it.
Great. Any objections to calendaring 93?
Not to calendar.
Senate Bill 93 will be calendared, hearing no objections from the committee. Senate Bill 120. I have a lot of trouble with this bill, committee, because it's difficult for me to understand. This bill makes changes in the Alaska Soil Conservation District, which was formed prior to statehood. The current membership would be expanded from 3 to 5, and the board would be renamed the Soil and Water Conservation Board. The way I understand it, we are making a board now that's voluntary into a real live board. Duties of the board would be expanded, and representation would come from the 5 major land areas of the state. No fiscal impact.
Well, if we calendar it.
Any objections to calendaring 120? Yes, Senator Kelly.
I was trying to find it.
Oh, it should have been anywhere for
it. I just been looking at the committee recommendation.
Senator Kelly, if I can speak to this, the reason there are almost no recs on there is I don't think we, after an enormous amount of testimony, or a little bit of testimony, we just still don't understand this bill, and all of us on the Finance Committee have to do some more studying on it to be able to explain it more fully. Because in later discussions, I was told that basically all of this is being done right now. It's being done by volunteers, it's being done by people out in the field, and what they want to do is
let's not waste any more time on it.
Authorize
it. It's gone, Madam Chair.
Any objections to calendaring Senate Bill 120? Do you like the calendaring?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference to the
okay, let the record show that there's one person objecting to calendaring 120. We have 3 votes to calendar, so it will be calendared. Senate Bill 137 This bill would add certain public employees engaged in lobbying to comply with the Regulation of Lobbying Act. It includes those employees of the judicial branch, University of Alaska municipalities, school districts who spend a major portion of their time lobbying the legislature. Any objections to calendar reading this bill? Yes, it should be the CS for Senate Bill 137 Finance.
I don't have any objection to amending it, but I have to move forward.
Do you object to calendaring?
No.
Oh, okay. Any objections to calendaring this bill? Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 137 amended will be, or the finance, CS will be calendared. Senate Bill 169 establishes the Alaska Grain Reserve Loan Fund within the Department of Natural Resources. It will be financed by direct appropriation. The loans will be secured by the grain produced in 1983 and 1984. If the people default on the loans, they will be, the state will have the grain to sell. The committee must know I'm a do not pass on this bill. I object to calendaring it. But the loan account, move to calendar.
Yeah, calendar.
Senator Kelly.
Well, I object to the bill too, but I also know that come Monday, Bertie's back with it going, so I'll object.
Okay. Hearing no further objections, Senate Bill 169 is calendared.
That doesn't mean it's honorable.
That's all right. All right. Moving right along. Yeah, if I'm going too fast for the committee, just slow me down, but I'm trying to get us out of here on these. Senate Bill 260. Currently, leasehold lands which are not developed are exempt from federal taxation for a period of 20 years from the time of deed of conveyance under NILCA and ANSCA. What this will do is just clarifies it and put it into law that they are not going to be taxed on their undeveloped land, even if oil companies
what?
Go in.
What are we at? 277.
260, I'm on.
260.
What happened to me? I'm the only one with 260.
Okay.
Senator Bennett has 260. Senator Kelly has 260.
Okay.
Here you go. Federal law provided that the natives could be exempt from state and municipal tax if the state wished them to do so. This bill is trying to clarify the situation by defining the term developed. Some municipalities are charging the undeveloped lands of the native corporations a tax, a property tax. Others are not. This bill clarifies it.
Do we do it or we don't do it?
Right. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it until 1992.
Okay. Calendar.
Senator Kelly? It's Senate Bill 260 will be calendared, even though begrudgingly by Senator Kelly. Senate Bill.
Well, I don't know. I think it's an okay.
Senate Bill 277. This bill, introduced at the request of the governor, amends the public employees retirement system. This
What's
is Bill 277.
Introduced by Petula.
By Petula.
This is sponsored. 277.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm looking at my minutes. Their position is stated. It's their whoever's bill, 277. Introduced amends the public employees retirement system. Currently qualified employees of the Department of Fish and Game can retire after 20 years if they fall under the hazardous duty guidelines, which covers approximately 1,500 fish and game employees.
Got to be stated that when they did that, they certainly because
this backs them out.
You know, we told them not. All of a sudden, they just did it by regulation.
Yep. This makes it, they can't do that. It only affects those.
They're all sitting around there laughing and they wonder why you get mad. You know, they did this all by regulation. The regulation, remember regulations, no.
Any objection to calendaring 277?
I don't understand what this is doing. I'm a little confused. By which the balance of the person's accumulated mandatory contributions plus interest exceeds the balance which would exist if all service credit had been acquired as a member other than a peace officer fire.
Okay. What the Sheffield administration or Senator Petula or somebody's trying to do right now is if when those folks who retire or are eligible to retire in 20 years pay 5% into the retirement system, every other state employee pays 4.25% into the retiring system. What they're trying, what the Sheffield administration Senator Petrullo through this bill is trying to do is by financial incentive, by paying these employees the difference of their accumulative retirement, what they've been paying in, that 0.75% each paycheck, by paying them that difference, they want them to go into the regular retirement system. Right, they can be opt out. And they think they'll do that with the incentive of the reimbursement.
Tell me this, once you get peace officer fireman status,
you're in.
And then what if you switch and go to work for the state? You stay in the same program? You stay in the same status? See what I'm saying? All right, you go to work for the fireman, you got 5 years in, you quit, you're in your retirement program, you're best if you quit, you go to work for another state agency.
No, you're done. You're done, then. Move it.
Any objections to moving Senate Bill 277 to calendar? Hearing no objections, 277 will be calendar. Let's put 21 on the end. Let's go to...
21's good. Let's get that one.
You want with that?
Sure.
All right.
That's a good one. In fact, I moved that without any reading.
At the instructions of the Rules Committee, Mr. Barrier took Maine, I believe, Iowa, Florida, Minnesota, a bunch of states who had short preambles to the uniform rules on ethics and wrote an Alaskan version to that, to the preamble to the uniform rules. And this is what it is. No, we didn't.
I move it. I think it sounds good to me.
Yeah. So, just one question. Okay. I hope an officer, I wonder if that should be a legislator. Because this is a legislative preamble.
Mr. Barrier?
The terminology that all of them didn't start with was the broad term of the officer, and then they get specific as to the legislator. I don't think it's significant, but this is kind of a pattern that you follow.
I think it's style. Is it style?
Yes.
All right. Move to calendars. Senate Bill 21, Senate Concurrent Resolution 21.
Well, we held SCR 22.
Right. Yes. Let's do Rule 22. Those are the amendments to uniform rules. We're not quite finished doing that yet. Shouldn't have added this file.
We put that in there by the concurrent resolution.
What in there?
That's something we have to do. Concurrent resolutions. My concurrent resolutions read three times. Changing the regulation. Regulation by resolution. You read it three times. Okay.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 24. Oh, this is another one of Senator Braid's favorite. This is competitive bidding for travel, requesting the Department of Administration to require or to encourage them to look into requiring contracts for travel by the state of employees be based on competitive bids.
Passed to my calendar.
Senator Bennett? Senate Concurrent Resolution 24 will be counted. You guys are tough, real tough. Senate Joint Resolution 12. This resolution requests that Congress enact provisions of law that will permit the export of Alaskan oil.
Move it.
Now wait, there's a suggested amendment. A main cop, we're almost done.
Who suggested it?
Mr. Holt. Oh, Senator Farenkamp, would you come forward, please? Madam Chair, members of the committee, this bill is in our committee. And the one whereas that I think is very important to be in there was not included. That was whereas all exports present to them on the trade enhanced the national listing. Negative trade enhancements, these. Don't like that.
No, they say I don't have any problem.
Any member of the committee have
we brought that up in committee, and I guess they just forgot to put it in. And I forgot to, but I remember asking about it myself.
All right. Any objections to adding this whereas to the, do you want to do it as an amendment, or you want to do it as a committee, rules committee CS?
Yes.
Rules Committee CS?
Whatever.
Any objections to Rules Committee CS incorporating this whereas? Hearing no objections. Yes. Thank you, Senator Fahrenkamp, very much.
If you insist.
Any objections to calendaring Senate Joint Resolution Number 12?
Where's our bill to sign?
Thank you. Senate Resolution Committee will be adjourned.